Welcome, this is Life at Sea, and I'm your host, Hope Orivri. We're glad to have with us on the program today, Captain Adewale Ishola, a former president of the Nigerian Association of Master Mariners, as he shares with us a Life at Sea experience. Captain, you're welcome. We just want you to share with us one spectacular experience that you had while at sea. It could be when you were a cadet during training. It could be when you started sailing at sea as a mariner. At least just share one with us.
At every stage in life at sea, I have one experience or the other. And glory to God that I'm still alive today. But I must tell you, the most difficult period I had was when I took a ship from Nigeria with cargo from Calabar to India. Little did I know that the cargo I loaded from Calabar had been sold to three different parties. As a master of the vessel, I had a set of bill of ladings, either signed by me or by the agents. Our national shipping line agent signed. Any of us could have signed. I could have signed as a master. He could have signed as a agent. But he signed as the agent. Acceptable. So I had my original set of bill of lading stating the cargo I've carried and who will be the consignee and the port of discharge. I just noticed that on our way, we had problem of shortage of water. I had to branch at Mozambique, Maputo, took some water. We couldn't even pay for the water. I had to go to the embassy. Yes, because anywhere me I go to Nigerian embassy because they know me very well. I said, look, I'm helpless. So my ship must sail. Please see how we can do. He said, okay, we'll sort it out with your people. You can sail. So I left Mozambique, that's Maputo, then went to India. I thought we'll be going to Bombay, which is the major seaport in India. But I was instructed by the Chatras to go to an offshore port in this neighboring state, Gujarat. The anchorage was called Magdala, very close to a port called Bhavnagar. And the major city nearby is Surat. And then we started discharging cargo offshore, and they could come with a barge to take the cargo. It was log, actually, we were carrying, calling Melina, special for making paper and money. Special log. Halfway through discharging of the cargo, the order came that as you stop discharging, that my vessel is under arrest. Unfortunately, that was the time when River Gurara had the incident.
Yes.
February 1989, I was in India then. I heard it from BBC that my brother sank, and my colleague, my classmate, was the master of the vessel, Captain Tola Obuteyin. May so rest in peace. Luckily, the family were rescued, and the rest is history. So, that the remaining cargo, we have discharged almost half of the cargo. The remaining cargo will now be discharged into the port, into the court custody. So I was waiting for instructions. Then we were running out of stores. No food, no water. Bunker was getting low. I started sending SOS. My agent did not respond. My agent was far away in Cochin, southern India. They did not respond. They didn't give me instruction what to do. My company in Nigeria, they also did not give me instruction what to do. So I sent SOS.
So you were left to face...
I was left to face this danger of my crew not having food, no water, no bunker, nothing to feed. When I sent SOS, luckily for me, the harbor master in Port of Bombay responded to my SOS. He said, Captain, if you have enough bunker, can you come to Bombay? Thank God, I had to score with my chief engineer. Can we make it? Yes, we could make it.
So, but they allowed the vessel to sail to Bombay?
I was allowed to sail. I was given permission to sail to...
to Bombay.
Bombay. Because I was still within India waters. Yeah. Still under arrest. Yeah. I was still in India waters. I couldn't leave India water without permission. So I went down to Bombay because Gujarat was north, the northwest part of India. So I came down to almost the middle of India, Bombay. So luckily, the Abu Masa arranged, pilot met me on arrival, took the vessel into inner anchorage, and appointed an emergency agent for me to give the ship stores on credit. When that was done, my mind was at rest. I didn't know that the charterer of the vessel were not happy that I took the ship to Bombay. Unknown to me that the original owner of the cargo is the state of Maharashtra, which Bombay is capital, the Bank of Maharashtra, owned the cargo I was carrying. So it was from there that luckily I came to Bombay. The arrest was still there. I was given permission to discharge the cargo into the custody of the port, of the court. So the court now took custody. And we had a lot of weather problems. I was still attending court because we gave a court case. Yeah. I was representing the company. I would wear my full uniform with affidavit sworn and everything, with my bill of lading and everything. I would represent the company in court. And the company, I got a Queen's Counsel, equivalent of SAN here in Nigeria, representing the company. So as we were going to and fro to the court and every now and then, luckily there was a change of government. The court gave us $1.8 million to pay or to put a bond. If you put a bond in place, your vessel could be released to go and trade. Yeah. We were lucky. Our senior advocate became the Solicitor General of India. He has left from Bombay now. He has now gone to New Delhi. And I was still in touch with him. Say, Captain, I have reduced your bond to 600,000. One third now.
Fantastic.
You see? So, and yet, my people still didn't come up with the money. And by that time, I already spent 18 months away from Nigeria.
Yes.
18 months. I mean, the daughter that I had before I left was already now in nursery primary school.
So how did you eventually resolve the problem
right. And
got back to Nigeria?
The problem could not be resolved while I was there. The company had to arrange for a foreign captain from UK to relieve me. He was still there also for another 12 months. They couldn't come up with the 600,000 bond. Eventually, my late colleague, Captain Alaba, who was now the third captain, came. They were able to now pay that, deposit that bond, dry dock the vessel, and brought the vessel to Sapele. It was at Sapele that I was able to go and even carry my cargo, my own personal effect.
Wow.
It was an experience that I will never forget in my life. And to be honest with you, and that was the last time I sailed in national shipping line.
Congratulations.
I voluntarily retired after 17 years in the company.
Okay, now looking at that experience, can you share with us, which would be for younger seafarers, three key things that they should hold on to that can help them in their careers at sea?
While I was at that India, a lot of things happened. Some of the crew started getting nasty letters from home. You know, there was no internet then,
yeah. No
GSM then. Yeah. It's only you had to go and book with United to speak to your just people, see, yeah. You know, and it could be very, very noisy. You know, and then it was only by post. So the agent will receive the letters and bring them to me on the ship by post. So some of them had their family, the tenants, the landlord has quitted them out of the house, thrown them into the street, the wife and the ship. So some of them had to now ask for relief, changing of crew. People are flying in and flying out, flying and flying out from time to time. At the time too, my passport, I had to renew it there.
Yes, luckily for me.
And this was a federal government property. I could not leave without being properly relieved. It is the highest level of responsibility I've ever experienced in my life. This is a federal government asset put in my care. And I dare not leave the place without being properly relieved. So I waited until I was properly relieved and handed over. Before I left, I didn't know that the High Commissioner of Nigeria to India, in far away New Delhi, he invited me for a dinner before leaving. He said he was amazed the way I managed the ship. No crisis. They didn't have any bad report about the ship. Because you know in those days we have drug, currency, trafficking, this and that. He said he didn't have any bad news about the ship and we were in that place. I could send my passport there for renewal, the crew passport for renewal. Everything was done for us. He invited me and he said that was when Okaku happened. And the Hungarian government was shaking. He said he would have recommended me for a national award. The man's name was Bello from Adakwara or Kogi, Middle Belt. He said he would have recommended me for a national award, but the government is a bit shaky.
Okay, so looking at that, what three key...
I've just said that you need to now be steadfast in your job. You need to know that you have responsibility. And you have a name to protect. And then your professionalism must be intact.
Thank you very much.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you so much.
At long last.
So we are happy that you made time to speak with us. And we are very certain that this great experience that you've shared, younger seafarers will have one or two things to learn from it.
It's a great pleasure.
Thank you once again.